We are now beginning Simin Tov Mem Beis. Now, it is important to remember that when dealing with Isuri Chometz, there are several possible Isurim involved. If a Kezayis of Chometz is eaten within the time period of Kedei Achidas Pras, the Oinish is Karis. If less than a Kezayis is eaten, although it is an Isur Deraiso, there is no Karis. Now, in addition to the Isur of eating chametz, there's also an Isur deraisa of owning chametz. This is referred to as the Isur deraisa of Bal Yirah. There are also instances in which there is no Isur deraisa, but nevertheless, midrabbanan, the chametz is forbidden to eat, and it is also forbidden to own, and therefore must be disposed of before Pesach. We are now going to learn about Tairovis Chametz. And we'll see this includes different types of mixtures, which could be foods or medicines, which include in them some type of Chametz content. The Mechaber begins, Tairovis Chametz, Oivim Olam Mishum Bayira Ubal Yimotza. That these Tairovis, these different mixtures of Chametz, owning them on Pesach is an Iser, the Reiser of Bal Yirah u'Bal Yimotzeh. Let us first define these different Tairovis that we're discussing, and then we will discuss some of the halachas. Kegon, Hamuris v'kuta habavli, v'sheicher hamodai. These are all different types of foods which contain in the Muhammad's Muris is a type of fish oil, which contains in it flour. Kusa Bavli, so too, also is a dairy product which contains in it bread flakes. And Sheikhar Hamadai is really a type of beer, which contains barley and is therefore also a tarovis of chametz. Mechaber paskins that these foods, although there is the amount of chametz that we're talking about here is not a lot. There is no, you will not have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras anywhere in this food. That means if you eat the food in a normal way, at no point in time will you eat kezayis of actual chametz within the time period of kedei achilas pras. And therefore, no kares is committed when eating these foods. And possibly, according to some shitas at least, that there would also be no lav, which would incur malchus when eating these foods. Nevertheless, this is a mixture of chametz. There is an isa deraisa to eat it. The mixture contains somewhere in it a kezayitz of chametz. Therefore, there is an iser deraisa according to the Shulchan Aruch of Bal Yirah, and the chametz must be disposed of before Pesach. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is all assuming that the mixture that we're discussing contains chametz in such a way that it is still considered to be halachically chametz. If, however, the chametz becomes batal, there is no issur derais of chametz. Now, what do we mean? Now, just as you know that if a drop of milk would fall into your chicken soup, so your rabbi would tell you that the soup is 100% kosher. Why? Because we all know that that little drop of milk is batal b'shishim. You cannot taste the milk in your soup. So too, if you have a mixture of food with chametz, if the chametz is batal b'shishim, so then, at least midaraisa, there is no halachic chametz. And therefore there'd be no issur deraisa, at least to eat it, and no issur deraisa, of course, of bal yirah. Now the same would be true in a case of min b'minon, where there is roi of heter, there would also be no iser chametz. What do we mean? For example, if you have some chametzdik flour, which is mixed together with some non-chametzdik flour, since the chametz is completely not recognizable in any way, because it both looks and tastes exactly the same as the regular flour. This is called a mixture of min b'minoy, two things which taste exactly the same. So therefore, as long as there's a roiv of heter, the chametz is batal, and midiraisa it is mutter. In both these cases, there is no isra achila deraisa, and there's no bal yira deraisa. Now, so even though the mixture cannot be eaten, midrabanan, and then also midrabanan must be disposed of before Pesach, the nafkamina is that if it was not b'dieved, if it, for some reason it was not disposed of before Pesach, the halacha is that it is permissible after Pesach. There is no din of chametz she'avar v'al Pesach. That halacha only applies to chametz which was kept on Pesach and constituted in isur deraisa of bal yira. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokes about a different type of mixture which contains chametz and is not bottle, but on the other hand, the chametz is not be'en. It is not, there are no actual pieces of chametz to be found in this mixture. So where is the chametz? The chametz exists in the form of tam. Until now, really, we're discussing a certain type of tairoivis, which, as we explained before, the tairoivis contains tiny little pieces of chametz, which may not be recognizable, but they're there, and they do add up to a kezayis of chametz. And therefore, as we explained, they require a beer, and they're also to eat. However, let's say you cooked a pot of soup with barley, and then every single piece of barley is removed from the soup. There's no more chametz left in the soup. However, the soup, midiraisa, is considered chametz, and it is 100% also midiraisa. Why? Where's the chametz? The answer is because we have a concept called tam ki'ikar. That means if the food still contains the taste of the chametz, that tam creates an iser of chametz in the soup. So what's the halacha in this case? So the Chag Yaakov paskins, and we do rely on this psak b'makom hefsid, that there is no iser deraisa b'yira. As we mentioned before, the nafkamina is if it is left over after Pesach, is not also can be eaten. The Olah Shabbos disagrees. The chametz is, since the tam ki'ikar makes it chametz, 100% chametz, the same way it is also midraisa to eat, there's also an isur deraisa bal yira. In that case, where the tam came by cooking the barley in the soup, we have a machlokes Chag Yaakov in Olah Shabbos. However, let's talk about a similar case of tam, in which you have soup that has in it the taste of chametz, but that tam did not come directly from the barley. The tam in the soup was created by cooking the soup in a chametzdik pot. The pot contains the tam of chametz. So in that case, the halacha is different. There, everybody agrees that although there is this, again, we have the concept of tam ki'ikar, and there is an isra achila, but in this case, there is no bal yira at all. There is not even isra midrabanan, and the pot can be put away until after Pesach, provided at least that the soup is removed from that chametzdik kli, which will prevent at least an actual blia of tam chametz from taking place on Pesach. How would the bliya take place if the soup is sitting put away in some corner in your refrigerator? The answer is because there is another concept of kvisha, which means by something soaking in a chametz dikakli also will absorb a little bit of chametz, and if that happens on Pesach, then the soup becomes aser and must be disposed of. The Mechaber continues, V'kol kayotze be'elo midvarim hanecholim. The same principle applies to anything similar to these type of mixtures. The Mishnah Berurah, however, points out that although these type of mixtures that we've discussed here are only tarevis chametz, nevertheless, yayin seraf, whiskey, which is made from a grain, the halacha is that is not called tarevis chametz, that is the actual chametz itself, and is 100% asa, the kol hashita is. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that the shita of the mechaber is the paskin, that tarevis chametz has an iser deraisa bal yirah. However, that although when the Gemara discusses bal yirah, it discusses both tarevis chametz and chametz nukshe. Chametz nukshe means that it's a certain type of chametz which is either not edible under normal circumstances, or it is a type of chametz which is not fully developed chametz. It is not yet fully fermented, and it does not have a full din of chametz. This din of chametz nukshe, according to the mechaber, would not have an iser bal yirah, and is only also with the Rabbanon, and therefore also must be disposed of, but does not have the same status as chametz tarovis. Until now, we've been discussing a tarovis chametz in which the chametz remains edible. We are now going to discuss in the Mechaber a different type of tarovis in which the chametz is not edible. Avodav sheyesh bo tarovis chametz ve'eino ro'i la'achila. Mutter the kaima be Pesach. So since the chametz is completely unedible, the halacha is it loses its status of chametz, and you are therefore allowed to own it on Pesach. Kegon, arevas ha'abdonim, the concoction of the used in the process of making leather, shenosan l'toicho kemach v'oiris. So if the case is that you've already placed the skins inside the concoction with the flour, so at this point it is potent enough that afilu nostum shoachas koinim zman beer hare zemutu lekaimu. Since at this point in time, where the oris are already inside the mixture, the chametz will immediately become unfit to eat, and therefore the halacha is that it is mutter the kaimo on Pesach, even when placed right before the zman beer. However, im loynas on ha'oros, if at this point in time the oros have not been placed inside the mixture, the nosan ha'kemech, and here the flour is put in, so then it depends when. Kodim shloisha yomim l'shas ha'bir. So if it's 3 days prior to the zman beer, so then after 3 days we can be sure that this chametz is completely not edible, and halacha is mutter lekaimoi shorhei nifsad v'hivish. It is certainly spoiled and unedible. But if it is within 3 days of the zman beer, the halacha is chayav levayer. It is still considered chametz and must be removed. V'chein hakila. Same concept applies to other types of mixtures. These are all type of medicines, which are either topical ointments, or right, they're either placed on the musakilos on the eye, or retiv asplanis for tayakot, other types of ointments placed on the skin or used on bandages. The halacha is shenasa natoichel chametz. If chametz was used, mutu the kaim of a Pesach for the same reason. Sharei nifsetzu as a chametz. The chametz is non-edible, doesn't exist, and therefore it has no status of chametz and can't be kept on Pesach. We will discuss exactly other dinim relating to these type of mixtures later on in Sif Dalit.